It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and thank you for putting on the show. Welcome to my show called The Dictionary. If you want to contact me, you can go to, go type in the email address thing, dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can email me with whatever you want to say. Let's see, social media at dictionarypod. Patreon, there's a Patreon in the show notes. If you want to give me $1 a month, that gets you early episodes very, very early. I'm like 4 weeks ahead. That's crazy early. That's like 20 episodes, maybe even more. What else? Merchandise. There's a T Public link in the show notes. You can leave me a voicemail or a text message at the Google Voice number 917-727-5757. Yeah. What else? What else are the things that we can say? You know, email me a joke. Email only. Any word in the rest of the alphabet, email me the joke and I'll say it in that episode. What was the other thing? If you make your own theme song, sound effects, something, go ahead and email it to me, a short little audio file. If it's appropriate, I will put it in an episode. If the voicemail thing that you leave on the Google Voice number, if that's cool, I'll put that in an episode too. Yep, that's that. All right. I was thinking about getting a guest on this episode. For some reason, I thought that the world of erotica feels like it needed an expert, a something. I don't know. But then I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'll just do it myself. I won't talk about it too much. But there's a number of these erotic-related words. Oh, I am recording this on Saturday. It's a Saturday. February 10th. 3:21 p.m. I didn't record as many episodes this week as I wanted to because, for one, I've been dealing with a sick cat. A lot of vet visits, staying home, working from home so I could keep an eye on her. And also, the last few days I've had allergies. And so, like, my nose is all dry and it's been leaking. You want to hear about this stuff, don't you? Oh, yeah, it's the best. So, you know, recording when you got allergies is probably not the best idea. I think I'm a little congested. You could probably hear it in my voice, but I'm not so leaky today, but you know, I'm short on episodes. I want to get back up to normal. So I figured let's record a couple episodes on a Saturday afternoon because I'm cool like that. Let's read the dictionary. All right. The first word is the word erotic. E-R-O-T-I-C. Also, erotical. That's another way you could just replace erotic with erotical. I did not know that. This is an adjective from 1651, number one, of devoted to or tending to arouse sexual love or desire. As in, we have an example. Erotic art. So that is art that it's about sexual love or desire. It's devoted to sexual art, sexual love or desire. That art is so devoted to those things. It tends to arouse sexual love or desire in you. When you look at that art up on the wall, you're like, I just have so much desire and love for the sexual things. That's erotic art. It is very much in the eye of the beholder. It is a very subjective thing. This is not something that everybody feels the same way about. Somebody could look at this mug, this boring mug, and that could be erotic art to them. You know, probably not many people, but that is possible. And it is not your job to, it's not my job, it's not your job, it's not anybody's job to say, that's weird. No, if they find that mug to be erotic in any way, that's their thing. I love the phrase that I heard recently, which I think I said in the previous episode, don't yuck someone's yum. It's a good play on words. Don't do it. No. Okay. Number two for erotic is a strongly marked or affected. There's no A at the beginning. I thought there was. Strongly marked or affected by sexual desire. So yes, this is all comes from the idea of desire in a sexual way. Not everybody has those feelings, though. Most of us assume that that's the case, that everybody has sexual desire, but some people don't. That's just the truth. Okay, erotic is also a noun. Erotically is an adverb. Oh, that white mug over there, it's looking at me erotically. Oh, stop it with you white mug. Okay, this word, I think it's pretty clear if you listen to the previous episode. It is from the Greek erotikos, which is from eros. And of course, they took that word and they were like, we're going to make up a deity, a god named Eros, which is all about sexual love and desire and those things. Okay, well, we got some more erotic words. So the sound effect is going to be, ooh, because that's the sound we all make when we see something erotic. Erotica. Here we go. Noun from 1819. Number one, literary or artistic works having an erotic theme or quality. And again, you know, we all, I think, how am I trying to say this? Most people probably feel pretty similarly in what would be erotic. Sex, desire, those sorts of things, naked bodies. But the possibilities of what people find erotic are very wide-ranging. So there could be lots of things that would be called erotica that you might not yourself find. You yourself might not find erotic, but other people do. And then number two, depictions of things erotic. Depictions of things erotic. So if there is a thing that's erotic and there is something that is depicting that, maybe in a picture, a photograph, a movie, a TV show, a painting, a sculpture, whatever, then that thing would be called erotica because it's depicting the erotic thing. Let's see, what's the etymology? I mean, we don't need to dig into the etymology because we know where it's from. Although, the Greek, they do have this word, erotica. There's erotikos, and there's erotica. Erotica is the plural of erotikos. Okay. I'm trying to think of what, like, this is not a world, like, I don't read erotic art, literature, I don't look at art, so yeah, again, I don't really feel like I'm the best person to talk about this, but I can, well, let's see, there are those books that I think would just be called erotica books, those literary books with the beautiful paintings of the beautiful people with the long flowing hair, and they're probably on a beach, and there's probably a sunset, and maybe a horse walking by, and palm trees maybe, and they're either maybe he's shirtless or she's got we've all seen these things. They're very stereotypical, but they sell because people love them. People love them. That's erotica. Who? Next is eroticism, eroticism, noun from 1881. I'm looking at the years 1819, 1881. That one's 1651. In the 1800s, they were like, we're going to make some more erotic stuff. But I'm sure a lot of people were like, nope, don't make, no, we don't want to see that stuff here in the 1800s. We don't like that. And then the other people are like, yeah, no, you do like it. You do. You just don't want to admit it. So eroticism, number one, an erotic theme or quality. An erotic theme or quality. Can't give you a better example. Eroticism. Number two, a state of sexual arousal. Ooh, I got the eroticism because my sexual stuff is aroused. I don't know. I'm just being silly, obviously. A state of sexual arousal. Do you say I'm in a state of eroticism? I don't know if people say that. Number three, insistent sexual impulse or desire. Insistent sexual impulse or desire. Is that like similar to your libido, your sexual cravings? How much insistent? That's the word that's throwing me off. Insistent sexual impulse. I don't know how we use these in context. I feel like as I'm going through this, my brain is like, it's soaking this stuff up less. The more words that I put into my head, it's like, nah, these words don't make sense. Okay, that's eroticism. Eroticist is a noun. So I guess what is this? Somebody who is in the state of sexual arousal, the eroticist? Maybe they are creating erotica. They would be an eroticist. That word looks so close to exorcist. There's a lot of the same letters. The exorcist, the eroticist. I don't know. That would be a funny parody. Okay. Ooh. Eroticize. We're going to do our exercises. Eroticize. Eroticize. This is a transitive verb from circa 1914. This is just to make erotic. If you are making anything erotic, this mouse, can we make this mouse erotic? To some people, it's probably already erotic. It's formed for your hand. Okay, to make erotic, as in eroticize the male image. Eroticize the male image. We've done plenty of eroticizing of the female image, so I'm sure a lot of people think it's about damn time that people are eroticizing the male image. This male image can't be eroticized anymore. I mean, I think it's peaked. It's hit peaked erotica. Eroticization is a noun. That is the act, I guess, of making something erotic. Let's put that through the eroticizer, the eroticization, the eroticization, eroticization. How many syllables? Eroticization, yeah. We're going to put it through the eroticization machine and make it erotic. Oh man, I could go so many places with this conversation, but nobody wants that. And Spencer's going to say something stupid if he does. So let's just not do that. Okay. Ooh. Next is a prefix, eroto, eroto. This just means sexual desire. So you put this prefix before any word, pumpkin, eroto pumpkin, then you've got the sexual desire for the pumpkin. As in the example, here we have a real example, not one that Spencer came up with off the top of his head. Erotogenic, which is actually the next word. So something about sexual desire with the word genic or the suffix genic. Let's talk about that one. Ooh, 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 ooh. Erotogenic. This is an adjective from circa 1909. And the synonym? Oh, the synonym is erogenous. Erogenous. Well, we just had that word in the previous episode. That would be producing sexual excitement or libidinal gratification when stimulated or sexually sensitive or of relating to or arousing sexual feelings. Ooh, we're getting erogenous. So erotogenic, is that beforehand 1909 and erogenous is from 1889. So that word is actually older than erotogenic. And they were like, we need a new word for erogenous. Those zones on your body that we call erogenous zones, we need a new word for some reason. It didn't take off. This word didn't take off. Erotogenic. Let's bring it back. Erogenous. It's the same thing. Okay, well, ooh, 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 ooh. Here we have erotomania, or just erotomania. Noun from 1877, number one, is excessive sexual desire. That is a bit subjective. Now, I'm sure that they were using this in medical situations, quote-unquote medical situations. This patient is showing signs of erotomania because they like having sex too much. Too much? Too much? Whatever you want. As long as you're not hurting anybody, there's no too much or too little. Excessive. What is excessive? What scale are we talking about? Number two, a psychological disorder marked by the delusional belief that one is the object of another person's love or sexual desire. And I need to read that one again. A psychological disorder. Let's just hold off right there for a second. Is this still a psychological disorder? Is this then the DSM-5 or whatever that thing is? It is marked by the delusional belief. So this is, it's a thing that's in your head that's not real in the real world, air quote, real world, but you think it's true. And this belief that you have that is not real is that one is the object of another person's love or sexual desire. Who's this one? What's this one? Is it you? Are you the one that is the object of another person's desire, or that the other thing is part of your desire, but that wouldn't be delusional? Or maybe it's a whole other thing. Maybe you're this mug, you think that mug is part of somebody's sexual desire, but it's not, but you think it is. What? Psychological disorder marked by the delusional belief that one is the object. I think you're talking about yourself. I think that's what it is. That you are the one with the disorder, and you think that you are the object of another person's love or sexual desire. So yes, that could be problematic. And of course, when does it become a psychological disorder? What's that threshold like? Erotomaniac. She's an erotomaniac on the floor. That's a noun. Erotomaniac is a noun. So they think that everybody has, they want to have sex with them. That's what it is. Constantly, all the time. That's the erotomaniac has the erotomania. I have a feeling this word is not, used so much anymore. I don't know. There's another word that's similar. I feel like that also doesn't really get used so much anymore. Okay. It's fun learning about these words that just don't exist, probably shouldn't exist anymore, have problematic histories. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we finished all of the erotic words. Words themselves can probably be erotic to some people, especially when you put certain words together in certain orders. That'll definitely make some erotic. Okay, yeah, no more erotic words until, you know, we get to a whole other section of the book. So, ooh. Next is or err. This is a verb, I think it's just intransitive, from the 14th century. Number one is archaic, and the synonym is stray, like straying away, wandering away. I'm getting bored, so I'm just going to stray away. I'm going to walk over there and look at the flowers. Air, just airing. Number two, A, is to make a mistake. As in, erred in his calculations. You got to do your calculations a couple of times. When I'm writing texts or emails or things, I make lots of errors. I err a lot, and so I need to go back, proofread, redo it again. Also as in, erred on the side of caution. Now, this one's interesting, though, because the definition... Spencer, slow down. The definition is to make a mistake, but the phrase is erred on the side of caution, which is a phrase that we all know and love. It's a great phrase. But how is that connected to making a mistake? you are erring on the side of caution so you won't make a mistake. But the use of the verb here is weird to me. You're erring on the side of caution so you don't make a mistake. But it's the verb is not, you're not making a mistake on the side of caution. That's what it makes me think, the way that this is put together. It's a little odd. Okay. To be is to violate an accepted standard of conduct. To violate an accepted standard of conduct. Conduct. Well, the accepted standard of conduct is not to stand on the corner and scream about flailing your arms. So if you are doing that, then you are erring. You are making a human mistake, a cultural mistake, a societal mistake. So nobody wants you to go stand on the corner and flail your arms about, screaming at the top of your lungs. No, no, that would be terrible. Nobody wants that. This is from the Latin verb errare, which means to wander or err, just like straying away. Akin to the Old English iere, which means wandering or perverse. From the Gothic arzais or arzis, which means deceived. Okay. And then it became, making a mistake. So what are you trying to say there? Etymology evolution, that if you wander, if you stray away, is that a mistake? Why would that be a mistake? That's the way that you learn things about yourself and the world. You go wander the world. Okay. Whatever. Next is errancy. Errancy. This is a noun from 1621. The state or an instance of erring. You made a mistake. Spencer makes lots of mistake. I did it again. I erred. I make lots of mistakes in my talking, and so I have lots of errancies under my belt. Ooh. Next is errand. E-R-R-A-N-D. Noun from before the 12th century. Number one is archaic. 1A. An oral message entrusted to a person. Oh, okay. So, this is different than what I think of our typical errands, because it's archaic, so this seems like this is kind of where it came from. Somebody, the king and the queen, say, hey, go send a message to our neighbors that we don't want to have a war. And so the person, so this is literally, that would be the oral message, is the errand. And so then the person goes on an errand to the next town over, to their king and queen, and says, hey, they don't want to fight. And they're like, all right, cool, we don't want to fight either. Let's just be happy together. So that's where this came from. So when you are sending a message, you're going on an errand. Let's read the other definitions. 1B, I guess this is still archaic, the synonyms are embassy and mission. Going on a mission. Number 2A, a short trip taken to attend to some business, often for another. That's another person. You're doing a thing for somebody else. As in, was on an errand for his mother. Mother, what do you need me to do? Sonny, I need you to go get me some milk. Go on an errand. I went on an errand for my mom today. I was borrowing her car. She's out of town, and she said, hey, I think that one of the tires is low. It would be great if you could fill it up, and I did. Number 2B. This is the object or purpose of such a trip. The object, the thing that you are going to pick up, that is the errand. But I don't know, I don't like the fact that it says often for another. I go on lots of errands, and they're not for anybody else but me. I will do errands for other people. I will help other people out if I can. But most of my errands are just for me. Today, I did errands. I went to 2 stores for grocery shopping. I gotta do that stuff all the time. Constantly. This word is from the Middle English errand, which means message or business. I've got some business to attend to, and I'm gonna send a message. From the Old English errand, which is akin to the Old High German arunti, which means message. So yep, that's where this whole thing came from. You're sending a message to somebody else over there, yonder, over hill and dale. And then it became, I just gotta go do stuff for somebody else. I'm going to do an errand. What's the message? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Next is errant. E-R-R-A-N-T. Adjective from, where's the year? The 14th century. Number one, traveling or given to traveling. As in, an errant knight. And that is knight spelled with a K. An errant knight. That knight is, they're going on a trip. They're traveling about, trying to look for somebody to help. Number two, A. Straying outside the proper path or bounds, as in an errant calf, C-A-L-F, a young cow. That calf somehow got out of the fencing, and the farmer did not want the calf out of the fencing, so they are an errant calf. Oh, I got an errant calf. Let's go pick him up. 2B, moving about aimlessly or irregularly, as in an errant breeze. Oh, that breeze is so just aimless. It doesn't know where it's going in life. It's just goes over there. So it goes over there. This errant breeze. What else about errant? Number 2C. Behaving wrongly, as in an errant child. This child has not wandered out of the house. They are just behaving wrongly. That's wrong. What you did is wrong. You are errant. Number 2D, the synonym is fallible. F-A-L-L-I-B-L-E. Fallible. I think that's just like you are able to make a mistake. So that leads me to believe that this word is from err, making a mistake. Errant is a noun. Errantly is an adverb. But then also to make a mistake, but also to wander. You know, the part of the original use of err was wandering and became making a mistake. And so it makes sense that errant is about traveling and wandering and then also making mistakes. So the etymology officially says, this is from the Anglo-French verb errer, which means to err, E-R-R, which could be either wandering or screwing up. Also, errer, which means to travel. So the same verb means to err or to travel. From the Latin iter, which means road or journey, if you are going on an adventure, you are going down the road onto a journey, you're doing a journey, it's about the journey, not the destination, and you're just wandering. There's more at the word itinerant. Itinerant, okay, yeah, so I think that's similar to errant, which is funny because errant is basically at the end of the word itinerant, just with one less R. It's just an itinerant person, just they go hang out over there and they go hang out over there. I tried to do this once. I went on a trip to Hawaii many years ago, and it wasn't for me, I guess. Yeah, you know, living that itinerant lifestyle, the wandering lifestyle, I like it to an extent, but when it really comes down to it, I think I like a home base, you know? Yeah. Home base so I can record my dictionary podcast. Ooh. Next is errantry, with a T-R-Y at the end. This is a noun from 1620, the quality, condition, or fact of wandering, especially a roving in search of chivalrous adventure. That's the knight. The errant knight is going to find a chivalrous adventure where they can go put their jacket down so a lady can walk over a puddle. That's what they do. Go save a cat out of a tree. Errantry. Da-da-da. A roving in search. I'm going on an errantry to have a chivalrous adventure. That's it. Ooh. Errata. That's next. Errata. E-R-R-A-T-A. Now, is this back to the erotic words? I don't know. I don't think so. What is it? It's a noun from 1573. This is a list of corrigenda. Oh, I don't really remember that word so well at all. And someday, I won't remember any of these words in this episode either. Corrigenda, corrigendum, is a thing to be corrected, typically an error in a printed book. Oh, we got a lot of problems in that book. You got to fix them. We got a whole bunch of corrigenda. And so errata is just a list of all of the corrigenda. Also, though, a page bearing such a list. So the list is the errata. The page that the list is on is also the errata. And I think the etymology is pretty clear. But it is from the Latin plural erratum. And so errata is the plural of that. And the ERR is the beginning because it's all about mistakes. It's just a whole bunch of mistakes. Come up with a list of all my mistakes and you will have an errata. Errata. Ooh. Erotic. No, this is erratic. Erratic. First form. This is an adjective from the 14th century. Number one, having no fixed course. Yeah, we're seeing a connection with air, wandering, all that. If you don't go down that road, you go down this other way, but there's no road over there. There's no fixed course. It's just an empty path. You make the path whatever you want. That's life. Just make the path. Make your path. Choose your choices. Erratic. The synonym is wandering, as in an erratic comet. How would a comet be erratic? It has no fixed course, but it kind of does. But it doesn't? How does it not? Because it's going on a course. It's not like the comet is like, oh, I'm going to go left. No, it doesn't work that way. The only reason it's going to turn is if it gets near some big body out there in space and the gravity pulls it that way. An erratic comet. It's a wandering comet. I guess this would be, maybe be a comet that doesn't have an orbit that it follows regularly. Maybe that's the thing that we're talking about here. There are comets that just go around a sun over and over again. But some comets, they're like, no, I'm just going to go this way. I'm going to go straight until something pulls me aside, and then that goes that way, and then I'm going to go that way. That's an erratic comet. What else for erratic? 1B. This is archaic, and the synonym is nomadic. A group of people who don't have a home, they're just wandering around the planet being nomads. I don't know if we're still using the word gypsies, but when I was younger, I feel like there were gypsies. People talked about gypsies. In the movie Chocolat, I feel like there were gypsies who came and hung out in a town for a while. Apologies if this is not a word that we're using anymore. I don't know. Didn't grow up in that lifestyle. My point is that they, in popular media, in the earlier years, you would hear about gypsies, see gypsies in movies, and they definitely had an erratic lifestyle. Okay, it looked fun. It looked fun. I would like to hang out with them. Number two, transported from an original resting place, especially by a glacier, as in an erratic boulder. Boulder was just minding its own business, and then this glacier had to come by one century, and say, I'm going to put you there. You go there now. Number 3A is characterized by lack of consistency, regularity, or uniformity, as in erratic dieting, also as in keeps erratic hours. Characterized by lack of consistency, regularity, or uniformity. The dieting that this person is doing, it's not regular. This is not the way that you're supposed to be dieting. If you want to be dieting, you gotta keep with it. It needs to be a lifestyle change. That's the best diet. Something that you can literally do just for the rest of your life and be happy with it. It's got to have uniformity, regularity, consistency. But your hours, if you keep erratic hours, then it's like I sleep when I want, I work when I want, whatever. That would be fun. Although, I don't know if I could do that for a while or for too long. 3B. This is deviating from what is ordinary or standard. The synonym is eccentric, as in an erratic genius. Well, I'm no genius, but I like to be erratic a little bit. This podcast, I think, is a little erratic. It is not the ordinary or the standard. Let's see. There's a synonym. It's the word strange. For the whole thing, all the definitions, the word strange. Strange, I like strange things. Erratical is an adjective, erratically is an adverb, and erraticism is a noun. Erraticism. Let's see. Nothing really interesting in the etymology, so we're going to go... Ooh. The second form of erratic is a noun from circa 1623, and this is one that is erratic. The person who is doing erratic things is called an erratic. God, you're such an erratic. Especially an erratic boulder or block of rock. A block of rock. Hey, on 107.2, we're going to play a block of rock for you. It's all erratic rock songs with boulders. One more word. Ooh, 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 ooh. It is erratum or erratum, or what's the third one? Erratum? Erratum. E-R-R-A-T-U-M. And, that radio host voice really messed up my throat. I am not so good with those things. It's getting worse and worse, too. Oh, erratum is a noun from 1589. Well, first off, the plural is errata with an A, and that reminds me of the list of corrigendum or corrigenda. The synonym is error, but especially the synonym corrigendum. One singular corrigendum, one mistake is an erratum. Okay, now I gotta pick a word of the episode. We had today erotic, erotica, eroticism, eroticize, erratism, erratize. I think I missed one. Yes. Because I read this as I was getting ready, I read through them, and we have eroticism, but this word is erratism. That's the word, erratism, noun from 1849, and the synonym is eroticism. So it's the same thing. Which came first? Erratism is 1849, and eroticism is 1881. It came later, and that one stuck because people didn't like the word erratism, but they liked the word eroticism. Back to the words. Erratize, errato, erratogenic, erratomania. Errancy, errand, errant, errantry, errata, erratic, erratic, and erratum. Well, I like errant, being errant. I like erratic. I like being erratic and weird and strange and out of the ordinary. What else? I'm real good at erring and making errors. But I think it's just kind of funny. And, you know, did I miss another one? I'm feeling like I did. Erratize? I don't feel like I read that one. Transitive verb from 1936. This is to invest with erotic significance or sexual feeling. And erratization is a noun. To invest with erotic significance or sexual feeling. I don't know the context that you would use that. Erratize. But what I was going to say is, I think it's kind of funny, the idea of eroticizing something, to make erotic, is just a kind of funny idea to me. But I also kind of like erratic. Maybe I want to pick erratic. I don't know. My brain is feeling very erratic right now. My brain is feeling very erratic today. Hoo-hee-ha! That's great. Okay, I think... I've recorded the next couple of episodes, so I'm not going to talk about a movie, because then we'd be all out of order. And am I caught up? Yeah, let's not do it out of order. So that's the end of the episode. No movies for you today. You're going to have to live with it. I hope you enjoyed the very silly, erratic talk about wandering and mistakes and erotica. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.